Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, October 15th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight, wherever you are, all around the globe. Thank you, satellite team, working hard to get our signal out to so many countries around the world in their own language. And, of course, a lot of them are listening to it in English, but a lot of people are catching it in their own native tongue. So that's a wonderful thing. So welcome, everybody, again. And let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that will edify us and put us on the right track going forward. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everything that you are. Your name is wonderful, Counselor. You know, we just have names like Jehovah Jireh or Jireh, God our provider, Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, Jehovah Nisi, God our banner, Jehovah Tzidkenu, and so many, Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. All of these names of God that refer to the attributes of God. Thank you for those. Thank you for just the ability that we have to love you back because you first loved us. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to be a ransom for many. Thank you for the propitiation of our sin through the person of Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray, amen and amen. Well, Sue, we have just really enjoyed the teachings that you have found and are reading for us, and that Bob and I get to comment on them and you get to comment on them. And it's really a great ability that you have to bring these to us, and it's an opportunity for us to you have a great time commenting on them. So, when you're ready, Sue.
Thank you, Bruce. And, you know, you inspired me with your comments just there to about God and kind of where maybe some people may be finding themselves. And I think one of the best things we can do for other people is embrace where they are. And at the same time, so I'm going to ask everybody to do this with me. There's where you are. So just take your hand and move it from the left to the right, like in a straight line in front of you. That's the horizontal. That's the what is plane. And now we're going to go, and I want you to take your hand and lift it up above that plane. Bring it up higher and just say this and move it from left to right again and say, I'm expanding higher. And that's what we're going to do tonight, is we're going to understand that both those positions, what is exists and what is coming that is expanded and higher and beyond what is your faith. So this piece is called Your Time Is Coming. Try to be in that space of possibility. And I'm going to dedicate it to the pod, to you, Bruce, and to our Bob being back with us. Yay.
Yes.
So grateful. And to Jay and Kay. And, of course, eternally, to everything that matters. Your time is coming. It's good to have dreams and goals that we're believing for. We should be standing in faith, believing that problems will turn around. But after it's been a long time and we don't see things improving, it's easy to get discouraged and think it was not meant to be. But just because you've given up doesn't mean that God has given up. God doesn't get rid of dreams. The delays, the detours, and the disappointments don't stop God's plan. What God started in your life, God's going to finish. The scripture says, what God has purposed, who can annul it? It may seem as though what you're believing could never come to pass, that it's too late, that the odds are against you. God is saying, your time is coming. God's not forgotten about you. God has seen the lonely nights. God has seen the unfair situations, the times when you're doing the right thing and not getting the credit, when the illness isn't improving, when your child isn't doing better. Voices whisper, it will never change. Don't believe that lie. Healing is coming. Promotion is coming. And freedom is coming. God, and we can always, you know, you can always use God as love, has already put it on the schedule. The date has already been ordained. Psalm 102 says there's a set time for favor. You keep honoring God / love, doing the right thing, and you're going to come into some of your set times. You'll see times when God and love will show out in your life. Times when you'll see explosive blessings. You were struggling in your finances. You didn't see how you could get ahead. And suddenly, you're promoted. Suddenly, your business takes off. Suddenly, you get the position. The medical report says that you'll never get well. But suddenly, your health turns around. Suddenly, you break the addiction. Suddenly, you're in a med bed. Suddenly, your child gets back on course. What happened? You came into your set time. If you could see what God, love, has on your calendar, you wouldn't worry about the client you lost. You wouldn't lose sleep over the family member. You wouldn't be discouraged over the legal situation. You may have some obstacles that are not changing, even though you're praying. Even though you're praying and believing, but instead of complaining and living discouraged, all through the day you have to say, God, love, thank you that my time is coming. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I know and what I experience. I know that you've already set the time to favor me. You've already set the time to heal me. You've already set the time to turn this around, and you've already set your intention to love me. Get your hopes up. It's not too late. You didn't miss your chance. You wouldn't be alive if God and love didn't have something amazing in your future. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was quite good, and it's so remarkable. You know, a lot of times we think that love is an attribute of God, but really, love is God, and God is love. And what's cool about it is that God first loved us so that we could love others and give love back to him. And he's created us for a purpose, and we're living that purpose, especially if you're on this call and you've been listening for a while. We all know that God's time, or so-called God's own time, is evermore the best. And that, it's hard to quarrel with, because God is out of time. He knows the beginning from the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. And we're in this time thing, linear time primarily, and we're living it day by day, hour by hour, you know, for some future date to come, which we're looking forward to, not only for the redemption of these currencies and Zim, but also for our MedMed appointments. And we have a time frame or a timeline that has currencies first, MedMeds later, but not much later, days later, and not that many days later. So, you know, we have this timeline that we're all living, and, you know, I'm in it too, just like you guys are. And yet, God is strengthening us with anything that we're going through right now as we wait for this blessing to arrive. And that's no different today than it was previously. We are still going through things. Some of these tests and tribulations, you know, we don't really like them, but we have to realize that this is part of the whole thing. This is part of what we have to go through in order to get to the end. But like Sue said in this teaching, you know, God has a plan for us to go ahead and get through to the end. He did not give us this to just think about it, pray about it, wait for it, and it not happen. That's not the case. He has plans for each one of us. And the fact that we are the called, and I've kind of used the term the big call, Blessed Ideas Group, big, as the call, the big call, yeah, there is some meaning to the idea that we're on a call and we're called out, because that's who the ecclesia is, those who are called out from among them. And it refers to a called out assembly of believers, and that's what we are on this call. So I would say that that was a remarkably good teaching that tells us that we're right where we need to be right now. We're in the right place, we're at the right time, and we're going through what we have to go through to get to the other side. You know, when Jesus was on that boat with the disciples, and he said, "Let us go to the other side," of Lake Galilee. He didn't say the Sea of Galilee. He did not say, "We're going to see if we can get there. We're going to try to make it." No, he said, "We will. We will go to the other side," and they did. And even though the waves and the seas roared up against them, you know, he spoke to the wind and spoke to the seas, and they obeyed him, and they made it to the other side. In the same way, those that have suffered loss in these two recent hurricanes will make it to the other side. Right now, it doesn't look good, but if they have the faith to believe, God has more for them. God has an answer, and he has a way out of everything that we're in right now. And sometimes it's hard to see the other side. It's like looking beyond the horizon. Sometimes it's hard to see the shore from where we are. But I can tell you, God has plans for us to make it, to get to the other side, and to rebuild. And that's what we're going to do, is help to rebuild Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, and Tennessee. And that's what we're part of with Rebuild America. So that's what I want to say to that teaching right now, Sue. I'm going to hand it over to Bob and see what you would say about it, Bob.
Thanks, Bruce. And Sue, thanks. That was really wonderful. I was just sitting here basking in the chain and let it allow my mind and thoughts and feelings to drift and enjoy. It was really awesome. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the ascension process that you described with the line and then the higher line. And I was thinking about doing my head circles, the ultimate mind calming exercise. And after each one, as my mind goes blank, asking the question, who is it that's doing these head circles? And then watching for that higher level space come into view or become a feeling. And so I saw this stack of like 9 lines to climb to, and thinking all along, all it really is God lifting all souls. And I think that all of us are rising together and riding that current of His magnificence, and we are actually beings that are being breathed by God. Our breath and our heartbeat is actually the essence of God that is present in us, and it's animating us. And as He animates us and we do exercises like you just described, you know, Sue, we become like God's sailors on His cosmic seas, rising, you know, towards the higher realms. And, you know, with each elevation, we are expressing and feeling just simply another aspect of God. It's nothing we do. We're just riding that wave. And, you know, each of us, you know, include each of the dimensions that are along this way, including the third dimension, is simply a creation of God. And we too are a creation of God. And so in a sense, we are a creation within a creation. Mm. And as a result, we are each creators as well. And it's our destiny to create, because we are essentially of creation. And we get to be an influence. We get to influence the creations, which are the world, this third dimension of the universe. We get to influence it and create within it. And we get to influence ourselves and create ourselves. And each day, every day, we can wake up and say, what can I create, you know, today? Is it some thing, or is it a coin, or is it a feeling of love to share that I may create from my own desire? And, you know, and at the end of the day, we can ask ourselves, how did I do today creating, you know, via the creation of me, you know, inside of God's creation.
That's beautiful, Bob.
That was beautiful, Bob. Thank you for that. That was great. I love that. And that, again, it expanded our reality, listening to that and listening to Sue. And gives us something to believe for and to hope for today. So thank you very much, Bob. Sue, that was a really cool teaching. What did you think of it, and what did you get from it?
Well, actually, I got the most from both of you and understanding that there are a couple of things. I guess I'll start with Bob. And I'm going to start with you, Bruce. You know, I've been around the people that have been going through the hurricanes, and all of us have. and, you know, how they were perceiving it. And Bob did a really beautiful job describing there's who is it that's perceiving this? And what is the meaning that that perceiver is giving to it? And it's so interesting. If you just stand back and you look at socially and emotionally, it's you may say, well, it's been very traumatic because you're meeting people at where they are emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
But God is all love. And God, like Bob was pointing out, you are resting in God. You're resting in the power of God. You're resting. You and God are one. You and Christ are one. And how would they be perceiving that? How would they be transcending the destruction and then moving in to a dimension where that was also being healed instantly? And so what Bob was moving towards was, we energize what we give our attention to. And so with compassion and empathy, we can see the destruction. And we just did a class on this last week. But then, especially for people on this call, we are learning to tune and hone our energy and our perception and our awareness and our awakening selves in Christ to what we can do with our attention. Just think about what you're feeling right now versus what you might be feeling when you just were in your day-to-day regular attention that's only focused on what's outside of you. That kind of pulls you away from that expansive dimension that Bob was talking about, that expands beyond what is. It's more than what you just see. What you're seeing is a certain situation, a certain circumstance. But if you don't identify with it exclusively, Christ didn't identify with, oh, we don't have enough food to feed the 5,000. He didn't identify with, oh, you can't heal that leper. Oh, Lazarus is dead. I think learning to, if you find yourself in a circumstance, just to say, okay, I'm seeing it this way, and see yourself looking at your habitual way of perceiving, and then just make the intention, use your arm to intentionally raise your awareness and your perception to the way God sees things. And God sees things, going to you, Bruce, God sees things as it's all happening right now. God doesn't have past, present, and future. God has now. Now it's healed. Now is the 800 numbers. Now it's done. It's not segmented. That's what our linear time-space mind does. And so what I loved about what both of you said was you were showing us this transition that everybody is in, to be skillful, to be alert, to be thinking like Christ, to be acting more, because literally that's what's being called for. It's not the tests, it's not all that. The language is, I think, ramping us up to say, okay, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to be this version of you that's not saying, wait a minute, it's here to wake me up to, I can rise in my awareness and be the part of me that's unified in God and in Christ that is going to transcend and be able to do something and see and be at peace in the middle of this? So then maybe I can touch other people, who knows, or act or whatever. Or am I going to be the person that's, oh my God, look at all these people and what's happening, and taking it in and getting so bombarded that you fall into a collapse? And look at what happens to you emotionally. Who's making that choice? Which choice is more skillful? You have to be compassionate for both. But the practice, and I think you both did such a beautiful thing, is like noticing how you can regulate that. And that's what you brought to me, is the aware, and to hopefully all the listeners, is we have the choice. We choose to regulate either to external loss of power or internal regaining, recalibrating, and choice of power with God. Simple, kind of.
That's good, Sue. Thank you very much. I like that. And I also think when you were speaking, I was getting that we should think more about our future selves.
Yeah.
Think more about, right, who we are on the other side of all this, who we're becoming, what we're going to be like and look like and act like on the other side, our so-called future selves.
No limitation
at all. Our infinite sovereign selves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Go for it, Bruce. There you go.
Thank you. But that's what I was getting when you were speaking too, and I got it also from Bob. It was really, I love that. Well, okay, good. It was great to have the three of us here again tonight to listen and comment on the teaching, Sue. So thank you for providing that for us again tonight. And being a Tuesday night, thought it was Wednesday today, but it's Tuesday.
You thought it was what
it's
day?
A night. I was thinking some of the day today, not all day, but some of the day. I was thinking it was Wednesday.
Okay.
Instead of
so,
Tuesday.
Right. Like,
I,
so then, yeah,
I recalibrated
but,
a little bit.
Okay. That's good.
Recalibrated, and I know it's a day when obviously we have the big call if we need to have the big call, which we do. And it's also praise report night, but I think last week I said, you know, if we have a prayer request, we need to go ahead and bring it up as well as do a praise report if we have those. So I'm going to call it prayer and praise night. Praise and prayer night. Praise and prayer night, or prayer and praise night. We can do it either way. But Sue, do we have any such praise reports or any prayer requests in the hopper for the night?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm just looking that up.
As you look that up, I'll just let them know.
Okay.
Last report I had on Tom was very positive. He's doing better. He's walking with a natural gait, and he's making a very nice comeback. And he is, like I said, he's due to be discharged next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. So we're believing that's going to happen. Okay.
That's very good. I mean, we can, you know, it's going to be so much about integrating what people are going through and also giving them an on-ramp to the possibility of what can come through energetically. So people feel it. It's like, what's your what our vibration, our energy, our emotion is conveying with heart as our hearts move up. And so we're going to start with Pastor Scott.
Okay.
Praise times three, just in case. Tonight my praise is a personal one. My wife was in a car wreck. Nobody was hurt, praise Jesus, but she shook up. Also, I praise all the first, second, and third responders in the storms. Be blessed, everyone, and everything that matters. Ooh, that's interesting. Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
I got to find another one here.
Glad to hear your wife is okay and nobody was hurt in the accident. That's great.
Yeah. Let's see. So interesting. We're loading. Sorry, guys. Here we go. National Lemon Bar Day. This is from Jeannie. Tuesday, 10:15. We're traveling back in time to learn about the sweet history of lemon bars. So funny. God.
Do you like lemon bars, Sue? Do you like lemon bars? I know you like lemon drops.
I like lemon drops. I haven't had let's put it this way, Bob is good. I'm gonna put a smile on Bob's face. It's like quitting hard alcohol. I haven't had hard sugar in a long time, so
Right.
I'm gonna the fruit sugars and things. That's the way I'll say. That's my take on lemon bars. And let that be a signal for those who have ears to hear. Global Cat Day. I know.
Wow.
Global Kitty Cat Day today. I know. Global Cat Day, Wednesday, 10:16. I can see your face from here. I can see it. Educating and engaging.
What's he doing, rolling his eyes because it's Kitty Cat Day tomorrow?
He's a muse, I can tell. Educating, engaging, and empowering people to defend and protect cats is the right thing to do.
Yep.
National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day, Wednesday, 10:16. Got parents? Take them to lunch. Got kids? Let them treat you to a school lunch. Got a kid living with you temporarily? Say, why don't you take me to lunch? Thank you, Lord, for this day and every day you give us. Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful for the gift of life and all new opportunities ahead of us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Big Call family, for the Big Call platform, for all the leaders on the Big Call, and all the listeners that show up 2 times a week. For Pastor Scott and Bruce's friend, Tom, getting healthier. For all the people donating funds to Pastor Scott for the lost stolen satchel with all his limbs. For the RV blessing, hopefully before November, for the med beds. Also, thankful for Social Security. I'm going to ask, I'd like an update on that, Bruce. Increases, if you have it, and the R&R that should happen very soon. Everyone have a blessed week. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen, Jeannie.
Yep, Thank you, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's really good. Was take your kids to lunch day or buy your kids lunch or buy your parents lunch?
Yeah.
Was that Thursday? Yeah.
I don't know. I read them in the...
It went a couple of ways. It was Thursday, I think, yeah.
No, it didn't go a couple of ways. It was for parents. Their children are supposed to
buy your parents lunch a lunch day.
Yes.
Yeah, if they have the money. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's great. Okay.
Or you could do it like this. You could say, okay, so it's buy your parent lunch day. You don't have any money? Okay, so save up for next year.
Save up for next year. Yeah, that's good, Sue. The other thing is, it was take your parents to lunch day, but how often can you pay for it when the check comes, they steal it out of your hand. Yeah, that's
Who does? You mean the parents do?
Yeah. Parents go, nope, this lunch is on us. I've got it. And mom reaches for the check and hands it to dad. Yep.
I don't know.
I'm just making stuff up. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, you are. You're making it complicated. Stop it.
All right, Sue. Next Christmas, you're looking for a lemon bar under the tree.
Yeah, I won't be looking for a lemon bar. Trust me.
Okay, enough tomfoolery about that. Let's move on. Thank you. Tomfoolery. Anything else in the way of praise or prayer requests, Sue, that you can see? No. Okay. We've lost Sue temporarily. Her signal.
Earth to Sue, come back.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so grateful for being able to break out and ridiculous. Oh, I've got to tell Bob about
hilarious
something.
Laughter.
Yes. So I guess we're going to be moving on to a segment. Yes?
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Anyone that's been listening to this segment knows that my passion, but what we're going to call it from now on, what I find ridiculously meaningful.
Yes.
Is equipping humanitarian leaders and people that are going to be stepping into this new era where everyone around them is going to have money and everyone around them is going to be spinning because the way they look at reality, the way they're going to define and engage and consider what their options are when they've been working as wage slaves is going to change. People are going to, when they have money and they feel that sense of expansion, it's going to highlight. It would be as if you were living in a house, and I know a lot of us have been through this, and you brought in one perfect piece of furniture, and everything else stayed the same. You know what that's like. It's like, wow. I've got to get rid of all the rest of this. I've got to do something about it. It's true. You know, when you bring, everything else is old, but you have this one big, shiny, new differentiator, it highlights, wow, I need to upgrade this whole thing so it's all calibrated, well-designed, etc. And so I want you to think of one feeling, one experience that you would like to own about having this new life. Is it freedom? Is it being the designer of your, is it like knowing and trusting that you could create your day-to-day experience so that you were in dynamic calm, we call it in the classes, dynamic calm. You were loving what you were doing. You had space. You felt love. You didn't have a lot of noise in your head. your body felt rested and alive and healthy. What is it that you really yearn to experience when this money comes? Write that down. And then think about what the people in your life, it could be your husband or your wife or your kids or any of the people in your life, the people that are closest to you, open your heart and imagine what that economic freedom is going to feel like for them when they put their head on their pillow for a week and they're saying, oh my gosh, I can't quit my job if I'm of a certain age, but look at what I have. Look what's in my bank account. Look at that. Everybody is experiencing that. What is that? What does that mean? What do I want to do with my energy every day? And imagine that they're waking up maybe after 10 days. You're going into a redemption center. I guess we hear that everybody's going into a redemption center. But just try to imagine how people are going to be reacting with that awareness running through their nervous system. You're going to be walking down the street and you're going to be looking at people that may have been working in Walmart, people that have been working in the grocery store, people, and you're going to know that they have a lot of money, that's how I'll say it, and that everybody has that. It's not just, you know, noticing a little car driving by or somebody looking especially happy, but think about what you're going to perceive, what you'll feel in your spirit walking down a street and knowing this thing has occurred. And then think about going in and starting the process of what do I need to learn to create projects in this environment and who's going to help me to understand what this new liberated humanity, communities, my projects actually need. What do I need to do so I do and communicate strategically, take the right steps, know what to think, know what to say, and then allow the part of the fun of this for all of us is going to be about, wow, taking in the information, noticing what's going on around us, being sensitive, and then with some guidance, that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle we're heading towards right now, be able to distill what we're noticing and bring your unique signature sitting in a meeting where people are saying, okay, tell us about your project. Tell us what you need to help your family. Tell us what you'll do after you've helped your family, and then we're on to working on your projects. The Golden Wisdom Bundle was designed after, I guess, 8 years, 7.5 years. We've been doing leadership classes for 3.5 years. And it's designed to help you communicate, number one, inside yourself. So you're going to learn what is... You're going to literally be walked through what you have to do first to take care of yourself. So the first module, the first class, is called Designing Your Best Future. And it's going to walk you through the intersection of you and what you've got to walk through to help you design that. And it really makes it very clear, so you have a very, you have a whole picture understanding of what that's going to look like. And then we go into collaborating, art and science of collaboration. Then we go into sudden sovereignty. That's a big jump, people. When you're not using or being controlled by the outside world telling you what to do, or you're in families, it's a lot about the family dynamic of this sudden wealth, mm-hmm. and the kinds of thoughts you have to have, and the kind of grounding, and the kind of knowing yourself that's going to make this a much easier ride. Then we go into the future of the spaces that you're going to create for people to work in and how the teams are going to work so that in 5 courses, you'll have your own self-paced education that's going to train you to become aware of what's going on inside of you, how to bring the best of you out, how to communicate and language that to the new people, these wealth people, these talent acquisition people, all the people that you're going to be involved with. You learn how to communicate to yourself and to others. So it's a very, it's a very powerful, yet simplified and easy to digest walk through the architecture. Like, it's like you're being walked into a building you've never been in before. I was an art history major. And so we had to go out on excursions and, you know, go someplace to see buildings. And you'd have somebody that was really gifted showing you, now let's look up at these windows and imagine the artisan doing this. You are being shown the significant aspects of something that had been designed for beauty. And that's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle was designed to do. It's a walk into a building that you haven't been in yet, but that you are actually going to be architecting. It's walking you in that space so you can imagine, okay, these are the decisions I need to make. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to think about for my family. And you can pause it. Just all you need to do is 1 class a week, 1.5 hours. Except I did have Bruce, a guy that said, he was like through 4 of them, and it's like, I forgot to mention to him, don't do that. People really love the classes because it's so, you're going into how do you do this life that you are about to do, and you learn how to do it. You get the basics. It's like you're building the skeleton, the structure, the how it's built, and it becomes clear to you. And you've heard, everybody on this call has heard millions of times, I would have paid you $1 million. Oh my gosh, I feel so clear. Oh my gosh, it takes the stress out of it. Basically walks you into how you're going to construct your future.
So, that's good.
If you want to, remember that question I said, what's the feeling you want to have?
Mm-hmm.
I think the feeling is to know that you're a co-creator. It's to own your power to create the experiences and to do it so that you're not flustered or overwhelmed, but to know you're going to be creating the pace, the rhythm. But if you know what you're creating with, it's like we're giving you the toolbox to do it. So if you want to know that you're going to be creating something that's beautiful, that's strong, that's going to lead you into your best self and best future, if that's anywhere signaling, oh my God, yes, I do want to do that, then send us an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And just put Golden Bundle 300, and we're taking PayPal or Cash App, so whichever one you want to use. And if you can get it to us tonight, that would make the most sense. Bruce, I don't know if you have any new intel, but I'm always thinking we're right there, and then I'm nervous because when this goes, we will not be delivering the Golden Bundle. No exceptions. No exceptions.
After the 800 numbers are out.
The 800 numbers
and then
come out. We will.
Yeah, so don't even bother. Please don't write to us. Please don't beg for us. It's not going to happen because that's the end of that phase. We've been doing this for 9.5 years. It's complete, and it's for the people that know they want to invest in the future now. So, that's what I want to say, Bruce, is if you're at all loving of yourself and designing your best future, I hope that you'll send us an email. And that's
nice. I hope they will. Thank you, Sue. And the cost is
$300. Cost is
$300. That's an investment, $300. And, like Sue said, payable by Cash App or by PayPal. Yeah.
Yep. And we can send you an invoice. You don't have to have PayPal. We can send you an invoice, and all you have to do is have your credit card, but you will see an invoice from PayPal.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Bruce.
That was well said. Well said. And, Yep, I'm sure a lot of people that haven't picked up the Golden Bundle 300 will do just that. So I'm hoping that they do. Bob, you're back home. We haven't had you on the call for a week. Mm-hmm. And it was lonely without you. But you're here tonight. That's the main thing. And give us an update, if you will, on what's going on at Boomers. Is everything okay there? And everything okay where you live? And tell us about any news that you have regarding a new sale.
Sure. Yeah, so everything's okay at our office. You know, we're on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, and we got 18 inches of rain in St. Petersburg, about 5 days ago. So a lot of places got flooded. Our office is 19 feet above sea level, so we didn't get any storm surge. And the rain, even with all the rain, we didn't get flooded. So
that's great.
And Bill, our fantastic fulfillment manager, came into work on this Saturday to catch up on orders, because we got orders from all around the country, you know, even during the height of the hurricane. So he came in Saturday to get those out, and as of today, we're back on track with being up to date with mailing things. So if people, you know, were used to getting stuff in 2 or 3 days, didn't get it for 5 or 6 days, that's why. But now we are caught up with that part of it.
Oh, that's great.
Stephanie and Lucy and Jim are back to work answering the phones, returning all the messages came in. And so that's That's good. I live in a 18-story apartment building, a condo building, on the 9th floor, and our condo faces the west. When the storm came in, it had this circular wind, so it made it so the east side of our building got hit with the 100-mile-an-hour wind. In between the driving rain from that wind and, you know, you think about 5 hours of 100-mile-an-hour wind driving 20 inches of rain, it got through the sliding glass doors and windows and flooded people's places. And then the brand-new roof we had put on also leaked thousands of gallons of water into their condos, into the stairwells. So they are all in the midst of getting started on repairs, and they've already started cutting out drywall, removing all the carpets, everything, and it's all piled up downstairs today. They had a massive crane lifting things into big dumpsters, taking them.
Right.
It was 200 condos that had to strip out floors and walls and carpet to, and some wow. some cases some furniture and like that to get started on the rehab. But that's what the whole area of Tampa Bay looks like right now. Anywhere you drive, there's gigantic piles of debris, especially if it's out in front of a restaurant, a hotel. But also there are streets. I drove down a street today that had every house had a mountain of household debris out in their front yard that got layered over by falling branches and trees and power lines.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it's just like driving through an apocalypse. And it's like that all over the Tampa Bay region, which is a big region of about 3 million people. And then this particular hurricane hit south of us even harder. So Bradenton, Sarasota, Fort Myers got hit worse than we did. So it's a lot of time for cleaning up now. It's going to take a really long time. Some people will be many months or even over a year before they are back to normal. And in the meantime, we just do what we can to help those that are right in front of us. I have a sister that lives on the beach in Treasure Island, and a nephew, and other people that we know that need help, that we'll just, since we were really lucky, we're going to be one of the types of people on our side of the building that get to help other people.
That's right.
And, so that's how the recovery is going. It was quite a thing. It was, in 100 years, we've never had a hurricane as bad as the first one that came 10 days ago. And then the second one that came was equally bad and in some ways worse. And so you got back-to-back really bad hurricanes, worse than what we've had in 100 years. So it was pretty discouraging for a lot of people, and a lot of trauma. People evacuated once, came home, their homes were trashed. They had to evacuate again, they came home, and the trees are down. So there's lots of people that are not used to this level of trauma and are very on edge, so to speak, especially since there may be another one of these hurricanes in the next couple of weeks. So anyway, in the midst of all that, we got a number of testimonials, Bruce, and we did start a new sale. And I'll tell people about that first. So the new sale is a sale for people that want to put products onto AutoShip. So this is for new AutoShips. If a person has been buying products, never put them onto the subscription program or the AutoShip program before, this is a good time to do it. Because if you do, for the next 2 months, you're going to get a 20% discount on whatever products you put on. And so you'll get that for this month and next month. And we're going to run this sale for a couple weeks, probably till the end of the month. And if you're a person that's already used AutoShip in the past, if you put a new product on AutoShip, that particular product, you're going to get that 20% off. So if you've been thinking about putting your sleep aid or turmeric, you know, onto the auto ship program, now is definitely the time to do it. And, you know, we talked about this the other day, Bruce. When some people think about this auto ship thing, they have bad memories about it, you know. Well, I thought I wanted to try this product, and maybe it was a skincare potion, and I ordered it, and they put it on the auto ship and started sending it to me, and I couldn't get it canceled. The next thing you know, I'd spent hundreds of dollars, and I got 16 bottles of, you know, skin
in the garage. Yeah,
it's not doing anything, and this is the total and exact opposite. Right? And I can tell you this: there are certain products that I get from other companies that I really like that I get every month. And if it doesn't come, that auto ship doesn't come, I'm on the phone right away. Like, where is my auto ship? What's the matter with you?
I put this on
auto ship. It should have been here 3 days ago. Right. And because it's something that you really want, that you really like. So you never put a product on the auto ship that you don't really have a good feeling that you're going to really like it, or you've already tried it and you like it. But also, this has also happened. So one of the largest companies in the world, not just software companies, but companies of any kind, is called Shopify. And Shopify makes the backbone for lots and lots of websites that have the ability for people to buy things online. And we use Shopify. Now, just recently, Shopify made some major changes to their platform, and one of the things that they changed in a big way was the auto ship program so that things could be a lot easier. So if anybody ever has an auto ship that goes out and you're like, oh man, I didn't really want that, you can go in, communicate, cancel, you can go in and modify, drop one thing for the month and add another thing if you want. It just makes it really, really easy for anybody, and it makes it really easy to apply your points. So think about this, Bruce. This is like a triple good thing, right? You get to earn points on all of the products that you buy, including products on AutoShip. So if you buy a product on AutoShip, you get a 10% discount plus free shipping, which quite often comes up to another 10% discount. Okay? Then you get to apply points that you earned, and so you end up getting even more than that approximate 20% discount. Right? And so that's the reason why you want to get started with it. And just know that we have an 800 number. We have people that answer the phone, and they have helped hundreds upon hundreds, probably thousands of people over the years that have needed to modify their auto ship for whatever reason, that they've helped them over the phone. Or now with Shopify, you can go in, you can look at how many points you've built up over the times that you've placed orders, and you can just go to this slider and decide how many points you want to apply. And you can apply all of them if you want, or just some now and some later if you want. And that's all you have to do. Just manipulate this slider with your mouse, and it applies those points. And so it makes it super easy to get that triple discount. Right, and it makes it easier for us too, Bruce. When things are on auto ship, we know what orders are coming on what day, and we can plan for it. Right, and so it makes it easier for us operationally if we know who's getting what on what day. And so that's why we offer such a good discount, because it's a big job running a nutrition company, right? Just our small little company. It takes 9 full-time people to run our company, right? And so you have to automate things in order not to need 19 people, right? And so this is one of the things that we do. And so so now is the best time to go ahead and take advantage of that. And so that's what that is. And then You know, today, let me see if I can bring this up on the screen, Ruth. I got an email today from Stephanie with a testimonial that came in. It'll take me just 1 second to bring it up because it's in a different email. And this was a lady who was, she said she was 83 years old.
Okay.
And she wrote this testimonial. Stephanie sent it. It says, review of my trial. So it says, this lady says, I'd like to leave a review on Myotrol. Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I felt was that my brain connected to my body. I feel my functionality improved a lot. Then the most amazing thing, my lower abdomen couldn't change for years. And without changing my routine, it finally started to tighten up. I do 1 to 2 hours a week of body pump, and my stomach never changes until Myotrol. It is a miracle. I'm so happy feeling and seeing my body rejuvenating. And here's the last part. Thank you, Bob, and Big Call Universe.
Wow.
Yeah.
83 years young. What was her first name? Do we get that, Bob?
We do, but I probably shouldn't give it out because they don't have permission.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Well, whoever you are, you 83-year young woman, you, thank you on behalf of the Big Call and Boomers for that glowing testimonial. That's great. We're thrilled for you, really.
Bob, you have a few other ones, Bruce. I'll just tell you real quick. So there's another one about resveratrol. This is a woman that says, along with Boomer Boost, resveratrol is really helping my circulation in my legs and my feet. Excellent product. That came in about just four hours ago.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty recent. Yeah.
There's another one came in. I've been using Myotrol for 2 weeks. I have more energy. I don't need as much sleep as before. I'm sure I'll be much stronger and feel like being more active by the time I open the second bottle. I'm 81. Thank you, Boomer. another woman that wrote that.
I'm glad our octogenarians are coming to the party, Bob. That's great, eh?
Yeah, I know. Here's another one that says, I've used Myotrol for a month, and I'm so excited my grip is better. I can open jars and bottles now. Thank you, Myotrol. Mm. This is the second time I've heard this testimonial, the same testimonial from two different people, that the first thing they notice is they could open jars and
grip
bottles
strength.
More easily.
Yeah, grip strength is really important.
Grip strength is associated with longevity in a real important way.
Mm.
Yep.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Bruce, that's it for tonight. If we have a call on Thursday, I've got a cool thing to tell people about lifestyle medicine and a big conference that's going on in Orlando. And, but that's about it for tonight. It is 10 after 10.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Those were some really cool testimonials. I love the getting back on auto ship concept, picking up a 20% discount on those products, and for the next 2 months, including this month, which we're halfway through, so the balance of this month and all of November. So that's really important. That's big. I know I love, products like the Good Night Formula that I take every night. That's just so cool, and it works so well. Many of you guys have reported your sleep is much better with Good Night Formula. So if you don't have that on AutoShip, you might consider putting it on there. That's a great option for you. Also, the website to get to Bob's site is use bigcalluniverse.com, And once that lands you on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on Boomers, it'll take you right into Bob's website, and then you can go through and learn more about the sale, learn more about the so-called subscription program and how to be part of it, and learn about the points and how to apply points that you're accruing for your products that you're buying. And when you're able to apply those to your order and how to do that, it's all right there. And there's a lot down at the footer of this homepage on podcasts and YouTube broadcasts that have already gone out that are archived that are really good too. You can learn about havening, neuro-linguistic programming, quite a bit of information in the footers of the website page. So let's get into the intel. Let's see where we are. Now, as I was telling you guys, I guess last Thursday, we were looking forward to getting something to happen for us as early as today. We had yesterday was Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, and the banks were closed yesterday, and we thought, okay, today is going to be our start. Today will be the beginning. Well, it was supposed to be. We had a situation with the redemption centers in six different states that were affected by the hurricanes. So it was such that some of the redemption centers' leaders were not able to respond to an email that went out. They were not able to, for one reason or another. There's not that many, but there were some that were in the hurricane hit areas that could not verify or respond back to the emails that went out on Monday. They went out on time, and most redemption centers received them. There was little more than a handful that didn't. And so they're still trying to get those back up, whether it's a server that needs to be replaced with a temporary server or whatever this problem is. They're working on it. They're still trying to get it out. And the hope is that that problem will be remedied in a day or so, and that we would get those emails back to the people that sent them out tomorrow. Now, that is something that they're trying to get done so that we can start. And one of the people we talked to, one of our sources, said that they thought it would be a day late for us. Since we didn't get notified today, as we thought we would, we should get notified tomorrow. And then whether we could start exchanges tomorrow or not, don't know. It could end up being that we get notified and then we start exchanges a day later, which would be Thursday of this week. So that's where we stand from an intel point of view on where the notifications are. Like I said, most of those went out, but redemption centers need to be brought up to speed on everything that they have to do, and then our emails will come from Wells Fargo servers in, let me think how many, 1, 2, 3, 4, I believe 4 different areas that they'll come to us from 4 different areas on Wells Fargo servers. So we still don't know absolutely when our start is, but we did get word that the bondholders are supposed to be notified with emails tomorrow and be able to, which is Wednesday, and be able to get access to their funds on Thursday. So I think we're trying to be lined up with Tier 3, which is bondholders. They're trying to do a shotgun start with this. So hopefully that happens for the bondholders, and hopefully it happens for us too. It could be just a day delayed. We'll just have to wait it out and see what that says for us. Another source is highly connected to the top political people that are in charge of this, like President Trump, people like that, is saying they believe that we will get notified tomorrow. So let's hope that that's the case and that works out and we can set our appointments and get started right away. That is the hope. Let's go back to some of Jeannie's prayer requests, which are ongoing, about beyond the RV, talk about R&R. If you're exchanging currencies and ZIM, you're redeeming ZIM, you should be able to see in your Quantum account, when you set that up, those funds are already in there. You should be able to see what they are and get access to them when you do your exchange. Then your exchange funds and your ZIM redeemed funds will go on top of what is already in your Quantum account with R&R, Restitution and Reclamation Allowance. Now, we are in a very critical time right now, being the 15th of the month today, for some things to occur with NASARA that we will be made aware of. We don't have anything yet. The hurricanes did, I think, slow us down a little bit, but we'll see when disclosure of some of these NASARA-type information is brought out to us and just how this disclosure is going to work for us. Also, we do not have an update on Social Security increases right now. They could still occur this month, but tomorrow is the second Wednesday, I believe, of the month, unless I'm off on that. Let's see, 15th is today, so that means the 8th was, tomorrow should be the third Wednesday of the month, shouldn't it? If that's the case, you guys with calendars, check that out. And so if that's the case, then I can't say whether we're going to get an increase this month or not. It looked like we were, but we're halfway through the month and there's been no indication to us. Our Social Security source, and we do have one that works with Social Security. We have not been able to get in touch with him yet this month to find that out. So we'll see what happens on that. Just stay tuned. The rest of it, though, should be there with the restitution, reclamation. You know, that includes our taxes that we paid in, includes our birth certificate money, our death certificate if it applies, marriage license, divorce decree. Those four different documents are traded as bonds, really, a tradable bond, a note. And so we'll get the benefit of those back to us. See if there's anything else that is pertinent right now. I got something as far as Iraq is concerned, and this might give us some hope for tomorrow. I know that Iraq was paying their back pay salaried people in Iraq. It was either today or tomorrow. I heard it would be Wednesday, but then we heard they were going to do it Tuesday. So either today or tomorrow, Iraq was paying back pay. Contractors pay, I believe citizens, pensions and all that as well. So, and the other thing about Wednesday is, if I remember this properly, the new rate for the Iraqi dinar was to appear, we thought, Sunday evening when the Forex came back up at 5 o'clock Eastern. Well, the dinar rate did not come up on Forex. They were waiting for it to come up tomorrow, Wednesday. So that means that the new Iraqi dinar rate should be on not only the Forex, but on bank screens and redemption center screens tomorrow. And if that's the case, that portends well for us, quite possibly getting started tomorrow. So we've got, you know, the bank and redemption center side. We've got what's going on with the rates of the Iraqi dinar coming up, believe tomorrow. And that speaks well for us. So we'll see. We're very, very close. So let's see if tomorrow is our special day. If so, we won't be having a call on Thursday night. We'll be off and running, or we'll be off to the races, as we say. So we'll see how that works out for us. In the meantime, this is the perfect time, if you haven't done so already, to contact Sue for not information, but just that you want the Golden Bundle 300. You've had all the information for quite a long time now, and this is a way for you to launch yourself into your new life with new information on how to deal with so many different issues that you're going to face in this new paradigm that we're walking through. So it's not going to be available after the numbers come out, so you should be getting your emails out to Sue tonight. Let her know, yes, I do want the Golden Bundle 300. Put Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. Send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then you can put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. In case she needs to text you for any reason, she'll send a text out to you if she needs to. But the email, the courses, the five courses, total of 20 classes, will come out to you by email. And you get it, and you'll click on the class as a link, and you'll be able to listen at your own pace as long as you want. Go back to them over and over if you want, and you'll have a beautiful, fun time doing that. So I highly recommend you guys do that if you haven't already. It's $300, and you pay for it with either Cash App or PayPal. PayPal or Cash App. And that's the ticket right there. It's going to really elevate your understanding of what's coming and how to respond to it. So I highly recommend it for everybody to do that. Other than that, you guys, I think we're just right at the point we need to be to receive everything, and we'll just hope and pray that, hope in the sense of an expectation, a blessed expectation that God will deliver this blessing to us tomorrow. And that's what we're going to pray for right now. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the information that we're getting. We pray that these areas that have been affected by the hurricane would allow the Redemption Center staff to do what they need to do to get the emails acknowledged, and for us to go ahead and get our numbers and get started with setting our appointments. Thank you for this blessing and everything that is included with it. Thank you for us moving forward with our projects. And thank you for everyone that wants to participate in those projects as well. Thank you for Sue. You've done a marvelous job for years, many years on the Big Call, and Bob that has equally done beautifully for us, and also for all of the people that are supporting it. GCK with his fabulous artwork for our presentations. And also, thank you so much for Pastor Scott. We continue to lift his health needs up. And we also pray and thank you for Jeannie and our satellite team that's getting the signal out everywhere. And thank you for Big Call Universe, all of the listeners out there that have been tuned in to the Big Call for as many as 13 years. So thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Give us a great night's sleep tonight and help us to receive this blessing shortly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.